Joining me on the line is a gentleman by the name of Mladen Chorlic. He is from Buy Now, Pay Later. Mladen, welcome to Impact 103's Drive 3 to 6.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to finding out more about Buy Now, Pay Later. We have seen that there's a sharp rise in Buy Now, Pay Later options. But what is driving this trend in the markets, Mladen?
I think from our side, what we see at TransUnion is, I think, two main factors. One is the consumer demand for flexibility and convenience, really driven by the Gen Zs and the millennial population, you know, looking for a transparent and easy way of accessing funds. And the other one is the explosion, some people say, of the online shopping and the e-commerce platforms. I think everywhere you look now, you know, you can buy anything on some sort of digital platform. So I think these two factors have really driven this sharp rise in Buy Now, Pay Later, specifically in South Africa.
I must also make a note. I do apologize. I introduced you as Buy Now, Pay Later, but actually TransUnion is the organization that you represent, just so we can get that right in the beginning of the interview. And yes, very interesting what you're saying. That is an option that especially the youngsters are finding. And I know that it's not just the youngsters, the young or the low-income consumers that are using this, but I guess because they're new in the markets, it's just something new for them to do as a prolonged way of paying for something. But also the older generation, as their budgets might be getting tighter, using the Buy Now, Pay Later option. So it's very interesting that the market is driving this option. But like I mentioned a little bit earlier on, the young and the low-income consumer, what is the benefit for them for this Buy Now, Pay Later option?
Great question. I think from the outset, I think it's an improvement in your cash flow management. If you have the ability to spread your payments over time, mostly without any interest that you need to pay, that obviously has an impact on your disposable income at the end of the month. You mentioned, and I think correctly so, the majority of consumers are the younger generation coming in. So they normally don't really have a presence on the credit bureaus. You know, they're not mature enough. They might have just had their first job, first income, and they're not, it's finding it maybe difficult to find access to the traditional way of credit through the banks. So the Buy Now, Pay Later gives these consumers a way to purchase a laptop, clothes for the interview, maybe some sort of asset to start a business. In the conversations with some of my Buy Now, Pay Later clients, you hear great stories of small SMEs who needed a high pressure hose, but they couldn't afford a 5,000 rand pressure hose, but they could afford it over 4 or 5 months of installments. So that drives an asset generating income to this individual who normally may have been declined in the traditional way of finance.
Mladen, there's always a hook, unfortunately, with these kind of options. Sometimes one says it's a gimmick, other people say it's an option, depending on how quickly, I guess, you pay back this Buy Now, Pay Later option. But for example, the flip side, we've heard why people do take this option of the Buy Now, Pay Later option. But on the flip side, what are some of the hidden dangers, or rather, should I say, the long-term risks in relying on the Buy Now, Pay Later option?
As you rightly say, you can't have your cake and eat it sometimes. So I do think it's really pertinent that, you know, the consumers who are utilizing these ways of financing is, you know, you really realize that you are accumulating debt in some way, shape or form. So making sure that you are, you know, following a budget, so you're cognizant of the fact that you are actually in debt until you've paid this item off. There are obviously late fees and penalties that can be, charged to your account. So making sure that you are financially fit and have the means to pay those off. Otherwise, you will be hit with those, and which obviously can impact your cash flow. There are some Buy Now, Pay Laters who do request a credit check. So if you do miss a payment on your Buy Now, Pay Later, it can have an impact on your credit score. So to your point, you know, there are some cognitive things that you need to take into account when using Buy Now, Pay Later, because they do have some real world material impacts on your financial state and your financial way and your monthly disposable income.
Mladen, some people, they don't have that kind of cash, like you just mentioned. You gave us an example earlier on in the interview where a need to buy something, maybe in business as well, to get the tools to go and work and earn some income. But the question is, if that is the only option for somebody, the buy now, pay later option, what kind of, what should we say, financial habits should someone put into place if they are using services such as buy now and pay later?
I'd probably say the first and foremost is budgeting skills. Using a budgeting app or even just a piece of paper, and just really ensuring your income and expenses are clearly stated and that you're not over indebting yourself on utilizing a buy now, pay later. You need to have payment discipline. You need to be able to, you know, we live in an instant gratification world, but you need to realize that you are taking, in essence, a contract with a merchant and you're purchasing a product and you do need to pay it off over that specific period of time that you've, signed the contract for. You do need to have some sort of credit savviness. Depends, again, as I mentioned, if that buy now, pay later provider does request a credit score or a credit report on you, understanding what is interest and how does the credit impact my credit score if I do miss that payment. So being financially fit is an important factor when utilizing buy now, pay later. And specifically looking at the T's and C's, I think, you know, sometimes people are caught out by those, understanding when is the payment due, how long is that payment duration for, how do they calculate that interest, what is their total interest. So for me, it really comes down to being financially fit, asking the questions that you should be asking, and, doing your research on the topic at hand.
Really key points. What you said was definitely have a budget or keep a note of what you owe back. If you don't have something like an app, definitely write it down with a pen and paper. Have discipline in this instant gratification world that we live in. Yes, we all can relate to that. And definitely, I agree with you. We need to be financially or credit savvy when it comes to understanding what it means to pay back interest. And like you say, if there's any defaults on that. A key word you said over there about understanding the T's and C's. That's a good one, because we know what we all like when we sign up for something, and very often it's agree to the terms and you have to click on that agree before you can even go to the next page. What should we be reading as a consumer and looking out for before we go and click that buy now, pay later button?
A few I'll just maybe mention. The provider's reputation. I think if you're on some, e-commerce platform and you maybe have a funny feeling, maybe go with your gut. You want to go with these reputable merchants and reputable, e-commerce platforms. The return and refund policies, very important to understand. You're purchasing this on a buy now, pay later. They could have a significantly different to the normal understanding of return fund policies. And then, as I mentioned, understanding the interest charge, the total cost of this purchase, repayment terms. I mentioned earlier again, but when is the first payment due? How often are we going to be charged? How long is the installment contract for? All of these things really should be top and front of center when making and utilizing buy now, pay later.
Mladen, a question that I think we tend to sometimes overlook when we are looking at these delayed payments for your instant gratification reward is the type of interest that you could actually be paying on that item. Is it often quite a big amount, or is it how do you find you've seen interest being put onto these options of buy now, pay later?
Look, at the end of the day, they are businesses and they need to make money. But if you stay within the realms of the contract and you pay your minimum fee, most often not, there is no interest or penalties being accrued to the consumer. And that's one of the benefits of the buy now, pay later. At the end of the day, if you do miss a payment, it is obviously within, sort of regulation and the rails of not, you know, taking the these consumers to the cleaners, and that's not what we're seeing in the market at all. But at the end of the day, as I mentioned, these are businesses and they do need to make money. But what we're seeing is transparency in the market. We're seeing that these buy now, pay later providers are really clear in their T's and C's. They're promoting financial inclusion. They really want these consumers to not default on these payments. But at the end of the day, if you do, you have signed a contract, and you know, there is unfortunately a penalty or an interest that will need to be charged and paid back.
It's been such an interesting discussion that we're having with Mladen Cholic from TransUnion. We're talking on the topic of buy now, pay later. And to wrap up today's theme, my question to you, Mladen, is one more question. How can we as a society promote better financial decision-making in an age of convenience?
Something that I've been asking myself for a very long time, but I think for me, it starts at grassroots levels. We're not really taught credit at schools. We're not, at a very young age, we're not taught what credit is, how to utilize it. What is a credit score? How does this credit score work? If I did X and Y, would it increase or decrease? Why would it? So I think it really starts at an early age, even as parents. I'm a parent of two young children. Making sure that my kids are aware of what interest is, what is credit, because credit is good. It's when it's used incorrectly or abused that people get into trouble. And it is then, you know, quite a blocker in financial inclusion and progressing one's life stage. So if used correctly, used within the realms of the law and you're not contravening any contracts, it is a stepping stone to financial progression and life stage progression. So that would be my main call out, is how do we get financial education at the grassroots level, at schools, that we're taught this at a much earlier age, that we get into the working world a lot more and better equipped to deal with the real, you know, life and everything that it throws at us.
So true, and so much wisdom being shared with us today. We're speaking to Mladen Cholic, who is from TransUnion, talking on the buy now, pay later option that you might be finding when you're doing some e-commerce lately, and understanding what it means and how to manage those payments back, and understanding also a bit of a financial savvy and education before you go and click those buttons, as he mentioned. And Mladen mentioned that so you are agreeing to a contract with a service provider. So at the end of the day, you do need to understand the terms when it comes to paying back that credit or that buy now, pay later option that you have gone for. Mladen, thank you so much for your time on Impact 103.
Thank you very much.